My name's David Hawley. I'm a partner with Brindley Twist Taft & James, solicitors in Coventry. I think the private sector is confident. I think the private sector will expand, and I think there will be jobs available.
My name is John Rundle, and my business is a video production and media company called Man Right Productions. Compared to last year, I think things have been pretty good. But it's a bit scary because you don't know what's going to happen the next day, but I guess that will keep things interesting and keeps me going. So I'll run my business the same way as always. So I'll get up in the morning and just plough ahead.
My name's Valerie Melia. I work at Coventry Central Police Station. I'm a personnel officer. I'm taking voluntary redundancy, early retirement, finishing at the end of June. I will get a pension, but it's not enough for me to live on, so I will need to get at least a part-time job. I'm thinking of doing some voluntary work, and I'm applied to do some retraining, get some funding for retraining. So it's quite a big change. I've been there for 23 years, so it's a massive change, but I'm quite excited about it, really.
My name is Susie Murphy. I'm a youth project coordinator for City Libraries. Not very optimistic. I mean, I've had about 4 redundancy letters this year. I'm always know what I'm doing for the next 6 months, and that's about it.
It's Alison Swift, and I'm a BT apprentice. I work for Openreach. All together. All together now. My future's looking really bright. There are loads of opportunities for myself and other engineers and apprentices.
Interesting to listen to all those voices there. One of those taking part is the Chief Executive, Martin Reeves, who joins us in the studio and was listening to that. Morning, Martin.
Morning, Shane.
A lot of optimism there. I thought it was going to be a lot more downbeat when you start to talk to people, but lots of young people quite optimistic as well.
Yeah, it's certainly good to hear that there is some optimism from those that are working in the private sector, and indeed those that are unfortunately leaving the public sector. But I think we also need to realise that it's still very tough out there, and that we need to be confident that the city has bounced back before from big fallout of manufacturing jobs. This is our next big challenge as the public sector does get smaller, but we've got some reasons to be confident, and it's important that we are as a city.
When you talk about big job losses, and you're right, and you know a lot of this is geared around motor manufacturing, of course, as it is in other cities like Birmingham, and they have to downscale production or lost production completely. I just wonder, does that make it easier for a city? Because you kind of go through something like that, it's completely life-changing, it's very difficult to be resilient from that, and kind of once you've done it, you get into the habit of being able to cope with adversity.
I think we've genuinely been known as the Phoenix City for exactly that resilience reason. And because we've gone through this before, we've still got the same natural advantages as well as the same challenges we've had in the past. The location of Coventry, the skills, the 2 great universities we've got, the people, the actual nature of the place itself. But it's also very difficult to be talking about confidence and about bouncing back when there clearly are people that are actually having to make some big life-changing decisions themselves within the public sector. And we've still obviously got the private sector that at all levels, small, medium, large, is still, they would say, is still fragile in terms of the recovery. So yes, of course, we've got the resilience. And I remain very confident that we can make a real difference going forward and find those new jobs and work differently with the private sector. But this is going to be a big challenge still. And I think the project with the BBC nationally is to say we need to be out there leading the debate in Coventry, not following it, but actually leading those discussions and being the barometer. I think it's a great phrase, because there will be some great news stories over the next few months and years. And as we know, there'll also be some tough news that we'll have to deal with.